We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in baseball isn't boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts. You'll be glad you did.
9:08 Friday morning, we move into the really fun part of the week. Just a quick reminder that the LSU game, as I told you earlier, I'm getting some texts on this. The first games have been moved up against Arkansas to noon today, pregame 11:30. You can hear it on our sister station, Bet 92.9 FM or 1350 AM. And then we'll have the rest of the series for you tomorrow and Sunday here on WWLAMFM.com and the Odyssey app. All right, here we go. Friday morning, time to talk about some eating and drinking with our friend Ian McNulty, who covers food and dining culture for the Times-Picayune New Orleans Advocate. How you doing, Ian?
I am doing great, Tommy. And really, I cover food and dining culture and all that good stuff for the good people of Southeast Louisiana. It's for the people, my friend. That's what I do.
Somebody has to do it, Ian. Somebody has to do it, and thank God you stepped up.
It is my outreach mission, I tell you, Tommy. I hit the streets. Nighttime hours, early morning, doesn't matter. I'm here to do it.
Tim, do you have some kind of award we can give him, a trophy or something? I don't care if it's a bowling trophy.
Sorry, you cut out on me there for a second.
I was just asking Tim if we had any trophy we could give you, some kind of maybe a bowling trophy or plaque or something. Take scratch off Salesman of the Year and just put on all-around good guy for Ian McNulty.
I carry the accolades around on my body, my friend. You know, for other people, it's a belly. For me, it is credibility.
I got bad news for you, Bubba. I'm not going to be able to join you tomorrow as you judge crawfish at the crawfish cook-off, but I'd like you to talk about it if you would.
Oh, sure, yeah. Last year at this time, I think it was the first time that you and I actually met in person.
I think it
after
was,
all
yeah.
the John we do on the radio, yeah. This is the Louisiana Crawfish Boil Championships over there in Marrero at Immaculate Conception School. You and I were judges last year. I'm going to be one of many tomorrow. And it is, I have to admit, that was the first time I went. And as I was walking around after the judging, when I was just walking around the event, the part that everyone gets to go to, I thought, I'm never missing this thing again. This is fantastic. It is just Valhalla for crawfish fanatics, because you buy your ticket, you walk in, and it is all of these different teams competing for the judges' attention inside the judging room, but dishing out all of their crawfish that they prepared to the public too. And so, you know, you go to a crawfish boil in someone's backyard, and that is the peak experience, in my opinion, just the personal hospitality of it all. But you are essentially stuck with what your host considers the best crawfish boil, or the best one that she or he can muster at that time. So you have one flavor, you have one style. You know, maybe it varies from batch to batch. You know, the second batch may be a little spicier, something like that. But here at the Louisiana Crawfish Boil Championships, you can just, you know, graze from one booth to the next and try all these different styles. And, you know, the thing that I love about the crawfish culture in Louisiana, I mean, the boil culture in general, is the personal effort that people put into it. You know, you can follow a recipe, but it's more about the way that people put their individual spin on it, or what they've discovered through careful tasting and testing and beverage holding while they do it is the best way to do it. And so anyway, at this event in Marrero tomorrow, you get this entire buffet of different styles of crawfish, and it's something to behold. I mean, I don't know what the tonnage is, but they dispatch quite a bit of crawfish. And from all indications, the season's been going real well. It's hitting the shank of the season right now. So the crawfish are rolling good. You know, the prices at the markets and the restaurants are starting to come down a bit. So this is go time for crawfish people. So dive in.
You're going down the expressway and everything's quiet, and then you take a right on Avenue C or Avenue D, whichever one it is, actually both, and there it is. Just you better get there early, get a good parking spot, because it's amazing how many people turn out for this. And I must say, a sad note, but the gentleman that sat next to me last year as we judged crawfish, Father Jimmy, was killed in a terrible woodworking accident, and I know he's going to be remembered tomorrow, and I'm going to miss him because he had a lot to do with getting everything set up and working and so forth.
Yeah, I was thinking about that too, Tommy. I mean, it was the guy who was sitting right by us at the judging table, and then, you know, not
you,
too
you guys
long
were talking. You guys were talking rugby, remember?
Yeah, rugby. Yeah, he was. That was one of his interests, and they're honoring him this year. The logo for the festival is actually quite touching. The logo is usually this muscular, you know, looks like Arnold Schwarzenegger turned into a crawfish posing over the boil pot. But this year they've got a modified one of said muscular crawfish sort of with his arm around Father Jimmy in remembrance. And it's stuff like that too. I mean, that speaks to the heart and soul of these things. I mean, it really is about the people behind these organizations that make them work. And so, yeah, a lot of people remember him tomorrow, I'm sure.
And it is about having fun. I don't want to get maudlin or anything, but it does make you think about the fragility of life, really, and how you got to have some fun in your life, and you never know. You just never know, because I would never have predicted this, you know?
So often, I mean, you know, you say it at the Open all the time. Okay, we're going to talk to Ian McNulty. He makes us feel good going into the weekend. He talks about eating and drinking, good times, and it is. And that's what the beat is. That's what I do. But it never ceases to amaze me how often pursuing that and covering that vantage on people's lives intersects with sadness and loss, because we do tie up so much of these experiences with the people that we're with. That's what makes it really worthwhile. You know, what's the point of having the most magnificent food if you have nobody to enjoy it with, or the people around you aren't participating in it too? And, whether it's your loved ones or just the people that you share a community with, as we do here in Southeast Louisiana, so vibrantly, so avidly, that's the community aspect of food and these great experiences is just integral. I mean, that's the baseline. That's why we talk about it. That's why I'm on your show right now, instead of just quietly digesting the last meal. I mean, it's all about the sharing the experience and having the people around you with it. And yeah, I mean, the great thing about the great restaurants, the great restaurant experiences of your life, I bet when you conjure that up, there's the food, there's the space, and also there's the faces around you of the people that you shared it with. And, you know, when they go and the march of time takes them, it doesn't have to be morose, but it does make you think, and it does make you pause and ponder. And that's, I mean, from that week to we take more meaning than calories.
There you go. You mentioned the boil culture. And yeah, an interesting story this week about Mr. Shrimp.
Oh, Mr. Shrimp is terrific. Yeah, go to NOLA.com and get the full story. You can see the photos that my man Chris Granger took when we were out meeting with Mr. Shrimp. His name is Larry Thompson Jr. He's from the 7th Ward in New Orleans originally, and now he lives over in Lestel, not far from Marrero, but crucially on the way to Lafitte. And a couple years ago, Larry was working as a truck driver, and he got the idea of connecting the fishermen that he knew at the docks in Lafitte with people that he knew really wanted good local seafood in New Orleans and around the New Orleans area. And so he came up with this idea. He called himself Mr. Shrimp. And now that's the way he's known all over the area. And what he does is he goes down to the docks. He works with about a dozen fishermen or so, gets shrimp right from them, and then brings them to, he started off with restaurants. He would like just bring them direct to restaurants in the New Orleans area. And, you know, he started this idea, and then the pandemic hits, and guess what? Restaurants are closed, but everyone's at home. Everyone's still eating at home. So he switches gears immediately to be this guy who would just show up at your door with an order of shrimp. And he started cooking it too for you if you wanted, or he could, you know, bring you fresh shrimp that you cook yourself. And I started seeing him on social media, and I started hearing like restaurant people talking about him. And it wasn't just the service he was providing. It was the presence. We talked about that. We were just talking about the experience of other people. It was the charisma. It was the goodwill. It was this bonhomie that he would bring with him along with this delivery. I mean, just how often do we get a delivery of something or other? And it's like, hey, great, it showed up. Thanks a lot, buddy. You know, be on your way. Well, Mr. Shrimp, no. I mean, he made it an experience. He made it like, okay, you know, now you're part of the Mr. Shrimp family. Okay, let's do this again. And let's take a picture together. And he just built these bonds through a really, really harrowing time in the pandemic. And now that we're on the other side of it, God willing, he's really got this network running all over the city of restaurants and home cooks and party hosts that he supplies with fresh shrimp, with boiled shrimp. He does pop-ups. We're all, you know, put together these boiled seafood platters. He does parties. I caught up with him at a restaurant where he was delivering shrimp that was going to go into their boil pot and into their fryers. I spoke with Meg Bickford, who's the executive chef at Commander's Palace. She's a big fan. Now she has his shrimp on her menu, even name-checking it on the – this is the chef's tasting menu at Commander's Palace. Doesn't get much higher than that. And if you look at the menu, the one that's online right now, you can see it. She name-checks him. Mr. Shrimp's, you know, giant shrimp head-on for this broiled shrimp dish that she does. And that's the impact that Mr. Shrimp has had. People meet him, they interact with him, and they like what he's doing, and they want him to do more of it. So they're encouraging him. He's got this great boil mix called Throw It in the Pot, which I just love that name. That's the name, Throw It in the Pot, because that's all you have to do with it. It's a great marketing.
Does he sell them cooked already, Ian, to everybody, or just restaurants, or just pop-ups, or what?
Both ways, yeah. Now he delivers, you know, for restaurants, he's delivering fresh shrimp from the docks. He'll also do that for residential customers, but he takes orders for boiled shrimp, you know, orders of that, you know, caters parties, he'll bring stuff to your door. He's all over town. He even puts it on the road. He'll do like these tours. We'll get together a massive orders for 400 pounds or so and drive to another city and do it. So yeah, Larry Thompson, AKA Mr. Shrimp, his whole story is on NOLA.com. You can take a look at him on there with some pictures. It's a remarkable story. And it's part of, frankly, a series that I've been running through Lent of people in restaurants that are finding kind of a different way to connect us with the bounty and heritage of the seafood that, frankly, we can take for granted if we let ourselves, but shouldn't, and sometimes just takes a fresh lens to make us see it in a different light, and that's what Mr. Shrimp's doing.
You know, what really grabbed me about the story, shrimp are so valuable to me and so delicious, but so easy to screw up. If you find somebody that cooks them perfectly, you got to go with that. You can't go wrong.
Oh, totally agree. We're just talking about crawfish for tomorrow's Crawfish Boil Championships. You know, everyone's like really kind of, I would say, even borderline macho about their crawfish cooking right. abilities. You know, it's a source of pride. But man, show me somebody who cooks shrimp perfectly. Because yeah, what I've been taught was the second you think the shrimp is done, it's probably overcooked. I mean, right. it's a very fine line.
So easy to screw up. And when you do, good luck, man. You got garbage is what you got, because it's hard. You can't peel it.
Right.
You may as well eat it with the peel on. You know what? We could take a break. I wanted to ask you about something I thought of during the week. Soft-shell crawfish, if you can get that anywhere, because I remember eating it at a restaurant in Algiers years ago, and it snowed in March, which is where that story came from. But it got me to thinking about some fried soft-shell crawfish, if you can find them anywhere. And I will ask the audience, if you got any questions about eating and drinking this weekend, Ian McNulty's your man, and we got him. So text in your question, 504-260-1870, the Oakmanard Jeweler Talk and Text Line. I'll pass them along when we come back here on WWL. That's not noteworthy, but what is that Ian McNulty's here, because he's only with us once a week on Fridays at 9 o'clock, talking about eating and drinking throughout the Crescent City. The questions are pouring in, so let's get to them, all right?
Sure.
North Shore Thai food suggestions, restaurants, and dishes.
Ah, okay. Yeah, you know, the North Shore is actually a pretty rich harvest for Thai food in particular. There's Thai pepper in Mandeville is one that I like. It's right there, kind of, if you're in Mandeville, you're headed towards the causeway, you pass by it all the time. And this is like straight up, you know, kind of mom and pop Thai place. You can get your standards there, your pad Thai, which is, you know, the noodles with a little bit of like kind of a citrusy sauce. It's not too spicy. But the thing about Thai restaurants that I like is that if you do like spice, like I think, you know, most of these restaurants are catering to the local palate, which they assume is like, okay, people in Louisiana, they say they like things a little spicy, but not Thai spicy, right? But if you say, hey, bring it, they will, and they can ramp these things up by degrees. So that's one that I like over there.
All right, but Thai food I found mild is really mild, or maybe it depends on a restaurant. I guess it's a relative term.
It depends on the restaurant. Yeah, there's one that I love. This is the other side of the lake from what your caller asked for, but Secret Thai. It's in Chalmette. And Tommy, this place is like the Rocky and Carlos of Thai restaurants.
Really?
because if you know anything about Rocky and Carlos, you know you get a lot of food. It's a good value. It's delicious. This place, Secret Thai, every dish you order on the menu, it looks like it's like 10, 12 bucks or something. Okay, we'll get a couple of them. Now, every dish is like this heaving platter. It's enough for several people to split. And the reason it popped into my mind, we're talking about spicy. They have this spicy meter that goes by numbers. And if you go much over one, if you don't have Thai grandparents, they're going to try to shake you off that. They're going to discourage it. And I'm here to say one is plenty hot. And they'll go up, 1.5, 1 3/4, just the way they measure the fire that they put in those suckers. So I compare it to Rocky and Carlos, not because of the spice, but because of the quantity and the price value proposition there, which is really good. But the food is excellent quality. And if you like spice, they can take you places. Let's put it that way. You will leave the table.
Do you have a pencil handy? I want you to write this down. This is a name for a Thai restaurant. Bowtie. B-E-A-U-T-H-A-I. What do you think?
Bowtie.
Yeah.
Bowtie.
Or
yeah,
B-E-A-U-X like even. Put an X at the end of it. Bow tie.
I could see that going over real big in Baton Rouge.
Uh-huh. Write it down, buddy. You can have that one for free. You can take it. Go ahead, take it. It's yours.
Bow tie.
What's the best seafood around the fairgrounds for Lent?
Around the fairgrounds? Lyuse is by the track. That's the classic over there. And it's basically, this time of year, an extension of the track experience. It's right in the name, but it goes beyond that. You walk in, there's like all the photos of past horse races. There's people who are railbirds, track regulars who hang out there. Get yourself a giant iced schooner of beer and that barbecue shrimp po' boy and that gumbo, which does have meat in it, sorry. But or something off the specials board you mentioned. Soft-shell crawfish earlier got me thinking about soft-shell crab.
Yeah. What about that?
If you ever see soft-shell crab in that menu, get it. Soft-shell crawfish is really an outlier. It's a bizarre thing that really only shows up as specials as far as I've seen. So if anyone has seen it lately, I'd love to hear about it. It's the kind of thing when it shows up, just get it. Frankly, the last place that I had it wasn't even in New Orleans. It was at Trapani's out in Bay St. Louis, the old seaside place over there. But what they are, it's basically the same idea as soft shell crab. They're just harvesting the crawfish as they're molting. And so the shells are off, the shells have turned soft. And so you eat the entire thing, the claws, the tail, the body, the whole shebang, So we're used to just getting, they fry them up. We're used to just getting fried crawfish tails. It's just like a bigger bite of this crawfish flavor that you get from it.
Somebody told me that it was cost prohibitive to do it because of the cycle of the crawfish or something. Is that true? Because it's so hard to find them at the right time.
Yeah, I would imagine it's the kind of thing that like I said, I've only really seen them as specials. I do not know, but I would love to hear if somebody always has on the menu. I'm not sure that anybody does that or if it would be possible. But yes, it's an exotic item for sure.
You don't suck the head or pinch anything. You just eat everything.
Yeah, the entire thing popping around just like a soft shell crab.
Delicious. Somebody texted in. You're talking about fairgrounds. Going to Louisiana Derby tomorrow. Do you know anything about the food at the Fairgrounds Clubhouse?
It's been a minute since I've been up there, but they generally do a good job. When I go to the track, I'm sort of down in the pit.
Yeah.
I know. I like the little concession stands. They make some nice beans and that kind of thing. I think if you go to the fairgrounds, the clubhouse will take care of you. But it's outside of the high holy days of Thanksgiving and all that, it's for me, it's more about the get a Bloody Mary and watch the people walking around and see the people watching is as much as the horse betting to me.
There's going to be some people watching tomorrow with Louisiana Derby. Everybody's snapping their fingers when they make that turn. Come on. Can you ask Ian about anywhere not fancy Italian eat before the Italian-American parade in the French Quarter? Not fancy Italian.
Yeah, not fancy Italian. All right, well, you're going downtown. You know, Central Grocery's out of business, unfortunately, for now. I hasten to add, because they're rebuilding. But, you know, you can still get the Central Grocery muffalata at Sidney's, which is the, well, they call it a newsstand, but it's basically a liquor store next door to Central Grocery. They stock them there all wrapped up. So, man, you want to talk about non-fancy Italian? Get yourself a Central Grocery muffalata, walk over to the square, unwrap it, you know, with a Barks or whatever beverage of your choices for pre-parading, and have into it right there. Frank's is right down Decatur Street also, a little more full-fledged restaurant, very casual. Or, you know, it's, hit something en route. You know, if you're headed down to the parade, you know, down the French Quarter doesn't the casual Italian sort of a hard niche there, because it's people are going for the upscale tourist dollar in that area, and you know, our downscale casual Italian restaurants are more courting the locals. So, you know, on the way in, hit Mandina's, heading down Canal Street. You know, we mentioned soft-shell crawfish, yeah, which made me think about soft-shell crab. They got that soft-shell crab almondine on the menu, which, wait a minute, is that Italian? No, wait, that's Creole Italian. Okay, but you take
it's good.
You know, you can get gumbo and red sauce all together. So, yeah, I mean, I would say hit somewhere en route, or pick up a muffalata and make yourself a little picnic outside in this beautiful spring weather.
Somebody wants to know about tuna. We don't talk a lot about tuna, but they're looking for a real good piece of tuna and the best way to get it cooked, or who cooks it best.
Oh, God. This question is very on point. I'm working on a story, which will be on NOLA.com in a little bit, about GW Fins and specifically what they do with tuna. And if you are a tuna fanatic, you need to see what they're doing there with this tuna. They are dry aging the tuna in the same way that you dry age steaks. They're serving it very often on the bone, and these are these pristine prime cuts. These are like celebration dishes. I had what they're calling the tuna ribeye at GW Fins, and like I say, it's dry aged, so the meat condenses, the moisture leaves, and it really transforms the flavor into this explosion of umami in your palate, and it's fantastic. And like, you know, you, for as many times as you've had tuna raw or grilled, this is a transformative way to have it. Then once they dry age it and it's ready to go, they toss it on the grill, wood fire grill, cook it like just like you would a steak. And I'm telling you, you can put that next to a fine steak, a prime sirloin, and I challenge you to determine which one is the more umami loaded meat gratifying flavor. I mean, that it's really a special thing. So it's different. It's very, very different. Maybe not for everybody, but I think anybody who loves tuna and asks that question would probably be interested to try it.
Somebody wants to know about the best seafood po' boy in New Orleans, bar none, and that's a quote.
Okay.
Good luck with that, huh?
Yeah, that's pretty wide open, right? Any type of seafood. I'm just going to tell you the first po' boy that comes into my head that has seafood in it, okay? Because of, like, the best seafood po' boy in New Orleans, bar none, is like the quest for the Holy Grail, which it is an ongoing undertaking. But let me just tell you the first one that popped into my head. It is the shrimp po' boy from Zimmer's Seafood in Gentilly, because the shrimp are big, fat, perfectly fried and loaded onto a loaf of John Genduza seeded French bread that was made, baked within arm's reach of the po' boy counter, because John Genduza Bakery is right next door to Zimmer's Seafood. And that's just perfection. Okay. That is just perfection. That bite of the bread, the seeded po' boy bread condensing over the crunch of that shrimp, and then the sweetness of the shrimp under the batter and the mayonnaise that squirts out around it. Is that the best po' boy in the world? I don't know. But is the best po' boy in your hand at that moment? Absolutely.
You know what we got to do? I got to get Tim to start doing some organ riffs as you talk about these food places like they do in a church when they're preaching. You know what I mean? Because you mention each thing, and I feel like going, yeah, mm-hmm, yeah, oh, yeah, Yes, yes.
For the people in back. This
yeah,
for the
exactly.
People in back.
A low organ riff. Thank you, Ian McNulty. If people want to find out more about you, how they do it?
It's all part of my ministry, Brother Tommy. check out NOLA.com. They even got a page with my name on it. Or go on social media, look for at Ian McNulty NOLA. And I'll be at the Crawfish Championships tomorrow in Marrero. So I'm really looking forward to that. Might have to wear my loose jeans tomorrow.
Tell everybody hello over there, Marrero, for me. Ian McNulty, we'll
right.
take a break.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.